First Perek of Machshirim, Sixth Mishnah, Hanefeach, Badoshim, Levodka, a person that blows on lentil beans to check them out. Im Yofisim, if they're good quality ones, this is one of the ways that we check it. So he was blowing on it and the saliva was coming onto it. He says, his kavanah was just to blow on it and not to get a saliva on it. Therefore, it's not considered that he intentionally had them get wet. Chacham say, no, that's enough. Because since it's normal, when you blow on something, some liquid comes out of your mouth, that's included in his intention. Person who's eating sesame seeds and he puts them on his finger. So he also put them in his hands and then with the other finger he puts them into his mouth and they get a little saliva on them, sticks them onto his finger and gets them into his mouth. So Rav Shimon Amar Ein Bichiyutan, his primary intention is not to get them wet, he just wants his finger to get wet. But Chacham Maimon Bichiyutan, the same idea, that since Lamaisa, when he gets his finger wet, he'll get these sesame seeds wet also. That's considered that he intentionally did it. Atoymin peiros v'mayim v'nei ganovim. A person who hides his peiros in water because of the ganovim. Ein b'chiyutan, because he doesn't want to get them wet. So therefore, the namel shel kabel tum. He just wants to hide them. The only place he can hide them is in such a place that is wet. That's not enough to be machshir them. Ma'is v'anshe yushalayim shetomim divleim v'mayim v'nei asrikim. Sikrim, people in Yerushalayim hid their crushed figs in water to prevent them from being taken away by these ganovim. The tirah b'hem chachom, lechom said it's not mulshel kabel tuma. But noisim peirosim b'shibos anah lavim imoy ein b'chiyutan. Also, a person who puts his peiros in the river so that they should go downstream, also not b'chiyutan, because he's would rather not them not get wet, just as the way he moves them from one place to the other.